Gold first. Exit test. Listening.
As the youngest of four children, I know my older brothers and sisters always thought I had a much easier time. I didn't used to do as many jobs around the house, and my parents were more relaxed about letting me do things as I got older. But has this affected my personality in any way? Our reporter, Max Berry, has been listening to psychologists at Southfield University who are doing some research into what's known as the birth order effect, how your position in a family can affect your life. They've been asking people whether they believe there's any truth in this. Max, what can you tell us?
Well, Esther, it seems that the vast majority of people believe that the oldest child's always the most successful in later life. But apparently, there's a lot of evidence to show that it's actually middle children who have the best chance of leading happy as well as successful lives. People also believe that the youngest child always has a problem learning to be responsible and independent, which again isn't supported by any real facts.
So is it true, for example, that oldest children perform best in intelligence tests?
Well, yes. There are lots of studies which prove this to be the case. One explanation for this might be that parents often encourage the oldest child to help their younger brothers and sisters to learn new skills, especially learning to read. And this actually helps the older child become more confident and independent.
Interesting. So what other characteristics do oldest children have?
Some psychologists believe that firstborns, like me, often take life too seriously and worry too much. They may feel under pressure to be the best all the time, though I must say that isn't something that's ever been a problem for me. But as a young child, I do remember hating my younger brother and thinking that he was my parents' favourite. And this is something that's quite common in oldest children.
What about youngest children, like me?
Well, in families where there are three or more children, the baby of the family is often treated as just that, a baby. They're allowed to grow up more slowly. But their good points are that they're likely to question everything and to be imaginative and artistic, just like you, Esther.
Are there any factors which increase the birth order effect in some families?
According to some psychologists, it seems that in families where there are either two boys or two girls, the birth order effect is stronger. But it can have hardly any impact on large families or where siblings aren't close in age. Although some people believe the birth order effect is so important that it should influence really important decisions such as our choice of marriage partner.
So, if you're the oldest, should you marry someone who's also the oldest in their family?
Well, it's been suggested that two firstborn children will have to work very hard to make a marriage a success, but that it'd be much easier for two third-born children because they're likely to be more relaxed. And two middle children will probably want to compete with each other, so it could be difficult for them to get on well.
That does make things complicated. But surely birth order isn't the most important thing which affects people's personalities.
Absolutely not. Before you start to examine every aspect of your life in relation to whether you were born first, middle or last, a word of caution. The influence this can have when we are children doesn't necessarily last as we become adults. Our relationships outside our family can have just as much influence on the development of our personalities.
Right. So it might be wise to resist blaming your brothers and sisters for everything that's gone wrong in your life.
Yes.
Thanks very much. That was very...